Call the meeting to order. Can we stand for the pledge, please? I'll ask Kelly to lead us in the pledge.
I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Has everyone had a chance to read the minutes from the June and July minutes? If so, is there any additions or corrections as written? If not, I'll entertain a motion to accept them.
I'll entertain a motion to accept the minutes of June and July.
Second? All right.
All in favor?
Aye.
Carried. Thank you. Highway.
Over Road, Nuffy Road, Hard Gun, Patch, Pay. Supposed to pay North Star this week with the heat canceled. We'll wait for the next available. Just too hot on that. I mean, we'd be there half the night waiting for it to cool down and finish it. So we decided to wait.
Okay. All right.
Any word from the lawyer on the sand pit with the pines, the old cemetery?
Nope. He was working with Dean on it and I haven't heard anything, so I'll have to give him a buzz checking on him. I talked to him probably a month and a half ago. He needed a couple of particulars, but I haven't heard from him since. Did you get a chance to go look at that truck and beam it down?
Yep. It don't look too bad. It was in the dark. It's in the shed. Until they get the new one, it ain't available. But it'll give us, as soon as the new one comes, it'll get over us. We got first chance before he does that.
Any idea when the new one's coming? Or?
Supposed to be sometime in November, but the way steel and everything's pushed back, he wasn't sure.
What kind of truck is it? It's a 1999. They went right through it last fall with the stipulation they were going to keep it. They found some money and then buying a new one, so they're going to get rid of it. They were going to put it on the auctions there again. They were hoping to get $15,000, so I was told that, you know, if we offered them $15,000, they'd take it out, new tires and new brakes or new maxi pads or whatever the heck you want to call
plow
them.
Plow truck?
Yeah, plow truck. Plow, sander.
What kind of truck is it?
Paystar.
But they, like I say, they went right through last fall with the anticipation of keeping it.
It was in the shed. We didn't take it out or anything. It wasn't there. But
what's it running for an engine and transmission and all that?
Red door standard 8LL and a big horsepower Cummins. Old school that we can work on.
Mm-hmm. No emissions.
Yeah. A lot of miles.
There was no keys. I didn't check mileage. And when I talked to him this afternoon, he was at the doctor's office and he said we're more than welcome to it come November, but it's not available until the new one comes. So I didn't get a lot of details, but their stuff is top notch.
Yeah, the price sounds right to me. You don't get much for $15,000. You know, just a plow and a sander alone, you couldn't buy it for that. So, keep an eye on it. And they'll give a first shot at it, that would be good. The ditch over on Park Lane that you cleaned out, now are you going to pick up the stuff that you cleaned out of the ditch and just left there?
I was trying to do shared services with Plattsburgh. They've got a mini excavator. It just ain't working out. They've got a lot of water issues. So I don't know if we advertise to rent one. I can go like any of the places in Plattsburgh. We don't have to go out and bid to rent one. Do we advertise it to hire somebody local to come? You gotta do it with small owners. There's not gonna be anything left to the lawn or
Yeah, I gotta get it cleaned up, and it looks like shit. It just looks terrible. Let me check on it and see if Adam will be willing to come and bring a truck down there, leak it, scoop it in the truck.
Well, we have to get...
A trailer, dump trailer?
Tractor and dump truck, so he's not going away to prove for us that we could use his. And somebody else told me I had an offer.
Adam's got one, and boy, Jonathan's got one. So, yeah, we need to get it cleaned up. Okay. All right, what else?
Our big COVID money we're getting. We need an addition at the shop to keep Steve through the winter when we put everything inside. Other than normal maintenance of the trucks, we can't work on that. Shop is overfull.
I think you need equipment before you need a building.
Well, we've got, actually got an extra truck in the garage now.
But, yeah, I mean, I think...
I didn't know what plans were or...
Well, I don't know, no plan for a building, I think, you know, equipment needs to, we need to start upgrading some equipment, you know, so...
Yeah, because if we do, we're over tired excavator, they're getting hard to get.
What's the chance of getting this parking lot paved?
Should be dug out from all this area.
Ground it up, you mean?
Either just cut it, pull it out and start it over, or... We've already got water issues running in here.
The aprons need to be changed too.
The what?
Aprons going in front of the station.
Yeah.
They need to be changed.
They're all cracked out.
Should we put cement back there, or should we go back with cement?
You almost have to.
That stands better than tarmac, right?
Something that pipe was across, it's all pushing out.
I would rather see it go straight to the, for the ditch, but then it's all there. Well, that's something we need to plan for. I mean, that's what we got this...
More than this pavement, there's gonna be some...
Right.
Groundwork.
Gonna need a lot of work.
So you're saying we can use that stimulus money to pave this parking lot?
Yeah.
And then our infrastructure, right?
Yep. Yep. So, yeah.
Technically, if we wanted, we could use however we divide it up for the highway, that could pave roads if we really wanted.
Well, we got the CHIPS money to pave the roads, but, yeah, you know. That and looking at that, probably getting some more equipment, upgrading some equipment.
Yep.
Something that the whole town's gonna benefit on. So...
Yeah, the whole lot, we got $15,000.
$181,000.
You got a bit of money.
Well, you got, you only half of this, and then you can get ahead of half next year. So...
Until we get the job applications and interviews all done, we hire Todd Gumball part-time to help out.
Yeah, if you need a part-time help, yeah. That's what they're there for. Okay.
Need that motion?
No, I think so.
No, shouldn't have here, at least. And it's, yeah. So you're gonna check in to see what it takes to do this parking lot this year? Still got time? Gotta find out what's going on with that fight sale across there. Huh?
Find somebody with a camera, I think Ross Point has a camera.
Yep, you do.
See what that fight is.
The only thing is, you got one coming out of the bays over there too, that goes across.
That's just a small one, yeah?
Yeah, 4-inch. Yeah, that doesn't seem to be paving along the drains, I guess. I don't know if it's going into that one there, or if it goes straight to the manhole. Goes over to here.
I'd say it comes to this manhole.
Does it?
And that corner drain goes to that manhole that comes off the roof.
Right.
Butters.
Okay, so yeah, we'll need to start checking on that. See what it entails. Okay. What else?
Other than that, just the county contract.
Okay. Now let's do it now. I've got a, everybody's got a copy that Carl Weiss, the superintendent of the county, emailed me what he's looking at for a budget for the next 3 years on the county contract. The regular rate for the 2021 was $53.99 per lane mile, and the 21-22, it's $54.53. Snow belt, $66,344, and it goes up 1% for the next 2 years. And also in this contract, what he's going to do is, with the price of fuel, we really don't know what's going to happen with the fuel, so they make their first payment in January, so when January comes around with payment, they're going to look at what the price of fuel was in December, and if it's gone up more than, forget what it was, then they're going to increase it.
50 cents a gallon?
Yeah, there's more than 50 cents per gallon, then they're going to readjust the fuel price, so we'll be covered on that fuel. So that's what they're proposing. You guys want to take a look at it. He's going to present it to the legislator next month in September. I know Chris met with him also, and Chris was trying to get more out of him. He said, this is what they pay the other towns. You know, if we don't want to do it, he will get it done. He'll have Champlain come and cover this area, and then Ellenburg cover that area, but he says it's going to be later in the day when it's going to be done. So, you know, that's something we need to keep in mind also. We need to figure out, you know, if we are making money on it, or if we're at least breaking even on it. That's where we need to know. We need to have some figures if we can, so we can have a better.
I started that.
So.
It'll take a while.
Well, you know, we've got a little over a month, so. Yeah.
Jeff, you're only proposing a 1% increase per year.
Yep.
That's a lot less than the last contract.
Boy, I don't know. I'm pulling out the other contract. I'm not sure.
They did a flat rate every year, but it was more than 1%.
Yeah, I don't know. I'd have to pull the other contracts out and see. It's always been a 3-year contract, so.
This is going to be a 3-year contract as well as they want.
Right. Right through 2024. I'll pull the other one out.
He's going to present it to the county legislators next month?
In September, yeah. Yeah. The 1st of September. And then if he gets the okay from them, then he'll send the contract over.
You think we should vote on it tonight?
Well, we don't know for sure if that's what's going to be. If the county changes it,
okay.
You know, the legislators say, you know, whatever, we better wait till it's.
Yeah. That's the other thing to think about.
It won't be more than that, that's for sure.
Huh? He already. It won't be more than that.
I doubt it. But
he's already taken the mileage that we argued about.
Right.
Through the winter now.
Right.
That's why I said minimum 10 grand raise, you're sticking, because it's costing us money.
The Alderman Road and the
Forest
Road, we've never plowed, and they had been paying us for it.
That 3-year period.
I mean, you can't blame them for taking it away. I mean, we weren't plowing it. Why should we get paid for it?
Because it was supposed to give us a bigger raise than they did. Wow. 3 years ago.
Well, I don't know. But that's where we need some figures.
We got to cross these roads to get to our roads, right?
Exactly.
Cross them already.
You cross them to go over to our roads. You've got to cross them to get to our roads.
So
you pick your plow up and drive down the road. If you don't do them, so you're covering the ground.
You do that.
Drop your plow.
Now when we go up Davison Road, he plows Davison, he plows Cannons. He comes back to the Y, reloads, goes right back up Davison Road to start plowing Cannons Corner.
Yeah.
There's 40 ways to argue it, but when you sit down and go through the times and sand is coming out of the bank.
Well, that's why we need some figures.
they burnt in my pickup, but 3 years ago, it was $60,000 plus that is costing taxpayers down the Warrens extra.
I never seen those.
I have. Well, that's what I argued with our hospital over that contract 3 years ago.
Okay, well, you know, we gotta have some figures. I mean, we don't know it, Chris, so we don't know. That's why we need some figures. You know, we need to know.
I mean, if something changes, we can always back out of it. But I think, like, if they're gonna, if he's ready to produce this to the legislature.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same thing he's paying Dannemora and all the other towns that are doing it. And they're not bucking at it. They're ready to go at it.
Wow.
So
they're probably getting all the snow.
None of them are.
Huh?
They're getting all the snow belt, right? So
I don't know.
None of them are happy with it.
Well, Dannemora is. Well, if nobody's happy with it, why are they doing it?
Pretty good compared to regular rates.
So, well, that's where we need to do our homework for the next month and figure out what's going on.
Hard numbers.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So we'll bring it back next month and put some figures and see where we're at. This is just a proposal right now. It's not anything to sign. So
that's pretty much what he's telling us. This is it.
Yeah, it's going to be it. Yeah.
So
yeah.
I mean, it doesn't make any sense if we cross these roads. To me, I'm only one person. We don't take it.
If you do the same thing in Woods Falls and Gilbert Road. Start at Donnie's garage, you go to Donnie Paris's, you go to the end of my road across Gilbert, back to Donnie Paris's, you gotta travel them all again, and you go back to the outside road.
So why don't you do the other ones while you're hit the cross ones when you're going through?
Because there's so much traffic. If you don't clear that road first, it's packed on clear ice and
well, I don't know, I travel Gilbert a lot and whenever they've plowed, they've gone down the Tappan Road, they've gone down the Emory Road, and only plowed half of the road. I mean, you know, so, but yeah, I mean, that's what you need to figure out. Is it more costly for us to do the side roads when you're doing those roads? You know, I mean,
it's time and traffic, a lot of it.
Well,
we've changed some around.
You know,
would you accept the motion to accept this?
Me?
Jeff.
No, I wouldn't.
Technically,
I think it's mute. Let's wait and see if he comes up with anything, any kind of figures. And,
okay.
But yeah, we need to do this. We need to take everything into consideration. Everything.
And,
you know, I mean, you know that. You know, you need to run it where it's at least cost efficient. You know, if it's better to go the side road while you're going down through and save mileage and stuff. You know, then hey, people will slow down. That's all. It'd take a little bit longer to get down the road if there's snow on it. But that's you know what you need to figure out. Okay? Anything else on this?
That's all I got.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Chris. Library.
We're still open full-time. No restrictions other than if you're not vaccinated, we're asking that they wear a mask. But other than that, we're full hours and fully open. We're still on schedule to submit our grant proposal on August 28th. We have to do it first in Plattsburgh for the Nessus Franklin system. They get back to us and see if we need to tweak it more and so on. But we're still hoping to do that, and for those that weren't here, we're working on a storage shed, gazebo, and some shelving in our little storage room inside the library. And those are the three items, the main items that we're looking at with the grant. At the library board meeting last month, they all asked me to thank whoever is mowing the lawn. They're doing a great job at the library. You can't ask for more.
That gentleman back there.
Thank you. Great job. The board said, make sure you say something. Yeah. That's great. Did you fill in the sinkhole? I've been, that's been on my bucket list for over a year, so you beat me to it. You did a great job, Rick. Thank you. Thanks. Then the summer reading, just something they've been doing. For the story time, they had some activities with the kids where they had to free a dinosaur from the ice. They did another activity with the reading with the kids where they held a craft activity where kids made works of art like blowing bubbles mixed with food coloring on craft paper. When the bubbles pop, they make a nice design. The kids had fun with that. The library dome is just a little, I don't know what you call that, that they stick in the ground, picture of a dome reading the library. It goes from library to library. It was here the last week of July. We were able to get 6 of our 7 board members to come for a picture with that. The other board member was in Maine. But I guess a lot of other people from the community went there to get their picture, take their picture with it. If they submit it on social media, they have a chance to win a prize or some sort of. I really don't know what it is, but that's what the gnome was all about. And we got a lot out of that. And August 2nd, a week ago yesterday, we had a small memorial for Merle Garrett. Those of you, I don't know if you don't know Merle, was the widow of Earl Garrett. And she volunteered for years and years with Edie Morlock at the Morse Free Library. She also worked at the Morse Elementary School. And when she passed away, nobody in the community heard anything from anybody that we're aware of. Nobody. And so Edie Morlock and the teachers at Morse Elementary wanted to do something. So they purchased the brick. And we now have the brick at the library. And so last a week ago Monday, August 2nd, we had a little ceremony in memory of Merle, which was very nice. And we have been still selling quite a few bricks if anybody wants to get one more or do anything, whatever, at the library. They're still available. And we will take care of it if you're interested. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Art. Okay, dog control. Stacy, don't see Stacy. Okay, I didn't get a report. Did you get a report from her either?
No.
I didn't see nothing. Okay, so I'm assuming everything's good. Also on the dog control, we need to do something with the this kennel permit issue. Kelly and I have been throwing it back and forth, and Janet Collier had recommended to do this. Was to change the verbiage on the purebred license it to a group kennel license. So instead of a purebred license, maybe just getting a kennel license. So a purebred license wouldn't mean anything to us. It does us no good as a town to have a purebred license anyways. So this would be the easiest way to change it over.
Like
instead of going through the whole process of advertising it, and we'll still have to have a public hearing on it. That's what we think should be the best way to go about it. And maybe Kelly can enlighten us a little more.
Well, so right now with the purebred license, I sent you guys an email with all the paperwork. But the fee for no more than 10 dogs is $45 a year. So that's with the purebred, where you actually have to show proof of papers. $94 a year for 11 to 25, and $100 a year for more than 25 dogs. So with that fee, we also have to have a state surcharge. So currently it's a $3 surcharge for unspayed, unneutered dogs. And a $1 surcharge if they are spayed and neutered, that's payable to the state, each year. So if someone had up to 10 dogs, it would be between, it depends, on how many are spayed and neutered, but that would be the fee.
All right. So.
So what she recommended was just taking out the actual purebred part, and just doing a group license.
Right.
Or a group discount.
Group kind of license, yeah. So I don't know if everybody kind of understand what we're...
She also stated, I'm sorry.
Did we increase these fees?
What did we vote on a couple months ago? What?
$50.
A year, for up to...
For up to 10 dogs, up to 10 dogs. Yeah. $50 per year, up to 10 dogs.
I thought we increased that.
No, it was $50 for 3 years, but we went up to $50 per year.
Yeah.
Which a regular one's 10 for one dog, so you get a little
or
break.
20 depending on if they're spayed or neutered.
Right, and if they're spayed or neutered, yeah.
The other option is doing away with any kind of group license and individually licensing each dog, which is what
most of the towns do.
All the towns around here do: Ellenburg, Altona, Champlain.
They don't offer a group license. Everybody's.
There's very few towns, she said, in the state that offer a group license.
Unless you go out west, unless you go towards the big areas like Canton, you know, Potsdam, Watertown, Sandy Creek, where the big clubs are. Mm-hmm. Then it's everybody. It's right. Like here, it's like horses and cows. And
yeah. I mean, I don't have a problem with $50 for 10 dogs. I mean, I think it's fair enough. I mean,
saves them a lot of money because most of their dogs would not be spayed or neutered because,
if they're breeding, yeah.
So you're going to be paying $20 a year, so that would be a $200 fee for 10 dogs.
Right.
I mean, so it was $50. Right.
And what this would do is take away the requirement to have them registered, you know, AKC or whatever the...
Right.
Because that doesn't matter as far as the town goes. So if people have purebred dogs, I mean, they have their papers. It won't really affect that.
Right.
We don't have very many that do.
I'm good. You need a vote? Need a motion?
Yeah. No. Everybody understand what we're talking, so yeah.
Everybody's good with it?
Okay. Randy made a motion?
Oh, second motion.
Okay, Don second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Aye.
Carried.
Okay. So I'll start the ball rolling on amending the law.
Okay. All right.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Kelly. Beautification.
We have a meeting, don't we?
Not much going on.
Not much going on. And Chris is still waiting for us to get back to see our condition over our boxes.
Right, yeah. Or
we can't do nothing without nicely. So.
Or if they just going to wash your hands, or if we can get an electrician to take a look at them. And,
they open them up, they put the box up, and then nicely comes and rubs up. Right now, I don't think the guys want to touch those things. I wouldn't want to. So, no one takes a chance of getting a picture. Okay.
Basically,
that's it.
All right. Okay, thank you. Fire department, I've got a report here somewhere. For the month of July, fire department had 10 calls, had 6 in the town, 4 mutual aid. Yeah, a total of 77 so far in 2021. 3 house fires, 1 motor vehicle accident, 2 power lines, 1 brush fire, 1 medical assist, and 2 trees down. It was submitted by Todd Gumlaw, fire chief. Anything else, Todd?
I just want to touch on what we touched on last month's meeting. Labor Day is fast approaching, Sunday, September 5th. Men and women of the committee have been working hard to get everything done and situated. I haven't heard anything from the health department at this time, so hopefully I don't. Things are still a go. So we got a little bit more this year. The garden tractor pull. So hopefully it's a good day. Pickets are still available. If you see any firemen or auxiliary, personnel are stopping at the station Monday night between 6 and 8. If you have tickets to drop off, you can do that as well. If you'd like to buy more, that's fine. You can come and get them at that time. Got several members last week. We're stripping the floor and bays, trying to get that situated so we can repaint it. Get it looking a lot better than what it was. It's starting to look pretty ratty, so we're going to be working on the floors, and we've got some other work out there we're going to do.
Okay.
Basically it.
All right. Thanks, Todd. EMS. I did get the EMS report, but I've got it on my email, and I did not print it off, so I will not have that. The court, for the month of June, the court took in $6,329. Of that, $4,114 went to the state, $23 to the county, $2,192 went to the town of Morris for the month of June. Okay. Old business. First under old business would be Vicki.
Yes.
In the cemeteries.
Yes. I met with Thorne, Ryan Hart, at the cemetery.
Yep.
And he assessed the tree problem, which is going to be very difficult, as you would say, but not impossible. You can do that.
Okay.
And before I met with him, I research to see what the cost of removing a tree, different types of conditions and so forth. And I really thought it was going to be a phenomenal amount of money, like $5,000-$6,000. But he came up with $2,000 to do that, to bring that tree down. It is going to require getting, and he did get permission from the landowner. He went and visited him and said that whatever he had to do to go up to that tree on his side of the property.
Okay.
And he had all his permission. He can take down the tree, because he's going to have to also take trees down to get to that tree on that side. It's going to be intense. He's going to have to go up there with the machine, the lift that he has. And he's going to have to take it down piece by piece. And the piece is, of course, the size he can handle from hanging on the lift. So.
Okay.
That's where we are with that.
Okay. And I haven't been in there, but I've heard that you moved a lot of brush.
Yes.
I thank you very much. You and whoever else did it.
Well, Jim helped.
Yeah, thank you very much.
My brother helped, my sister-in-law. We've been kind of chipping away at it.
Okay.
Have plenty more to do. It's going to be an unending project.
Yeah.
Which is fine. It's going to be. It now has become my hobby, I guess. But anything you do in there, it's just more beautiful. It's just beautiful cemetery.
Yep, it is.
It really is.
Okay.
Where are we at with the fence?
What's that?
Where are we at with the fence?
We're still waiting for it to come in. Yeah.
Who's going to put it up? They are?
Yeah. Okay. Yep. That was in the cost, for them to put it up. We have to take the old one down, but they'll put the new one up. But I haven't heard from her. She was going to let me know when she thought it was going to get here, so we can get the other one out of the way. But
that is one more thing I wanted to ask about, too, that empty spot on Mill Street.
Mm-hmm.
Where the stones lay probably 3 feet from the
road.
Is there going to be something put in there?
No, because when it, we had a fence there, but when the snowplow goes through,
yes.
it just topples the fence right over. It just, with the weight of the snow, so we didn't put anything back there because it was just going to take it down again. It's like I say, it's so close to the road.
Right.
You know,
those stones will all be.
Well, they don't go very fast when they go down there, so hopefully.
They're aware of the stones.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, and the problem is they only plow one way, so they back down it and plow out, so everything goes to that one side.
Right.
I believe that way, the way they do it. So,
we'll just have to be really careful with that fence there. The fence had to have been holding the snow at least.
There was a little bit of brush there too, but the fence has been gone for two, I think this is the second year it's been gone.
Oh, really?
So,
I didn't realize it had been gone.
So, I don't know, what do you think, guys? on that 2,000 to get rid of that tree out of there.
Where do we stand with the extra monies from the cemetery that they allowed us cemetery fund?
Yeah.
Any of that left off that fence? I mean.
Yeah, we still got some left from the fence. Yeah. Now they give us, I want to say, better than 20,000 with the fence and then for the new lawnmowers and everything. I'd have to look it up and see, but the division of cemeteries.
You know, getting a place to get funding from. You know,
we got 18,000 just for the fence, but it's not going to cost that much.
Yeah.
So, because we're only going to do part of it. We're not going to do the whole thing on the side of the road like we're going to do, so.
I'll make a motion if we had the funds available that we utilize and take that tree down.
Absolutely. I'm going to second that.
Okay.
All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Thank you. Thank you, Vicki.
So will you reach out to Thor, or would you like me to do that?
If you don't mind doing it?
I don't. I have his number.
Okay. Thank you, Vicki.
Do we have a cemetery committee?
I think there is on the thing, there's some people that are on the cemetery committee. I'd have to look at the organizational meeting, see who it is and who isn't.
Any way we can add Vicki to it?
Yeah, definitely.
Would you be interested?
I don't.
What do you guys think?
Yeah, no, she's definitely into it.
She doesn't mind.
Motion that needs to be.
Because we have to change it at the beginning of the year.
Yeah, at the beginning of the year, we'll add her to it. Yeah, definitely.
Want to make a motion?
Yeah. Go ahead.
I'll make a motion to add Vicki Brasser to the cemetery committee.
One second.
Chris is going to second it.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Carried. Thank you. All right, anything else under old business? The only thing I got other than old business is the CDBG housing application grant. We got turned down. So, on behalf of the application. And on behalf of the Housing Trust Fund Corporation and Office of Community Renewal, thank you for the application of the New York State Community Development Block Grant funding. OCR has thoroughly reviewed the application received to determine the awareness awardees, and this application was not selected for funding this round. But they want to meet with us and talk about what we can do to reapply next year and things that we can change to hopefully get better, you know, selected better, I guess. So I guess they want me to, the board wants to meet with them and go through that, through the application part again.
And there will
they're going to automatically reapply next year.
And waive the fee.
Yep. Yep. So, but they want to talk about it and see if there's something we can change. And so I'll set it up. We can next month. To come Norby.
Was there just not enough money, or we didn't meet the requirements, or did they?
They really didn't say.
They didn't give us the details. Or...
Yeah, they really didn't say why. Maybe when they come next month, she'll be able to explain. Okay. They got more information than what they sent us. Okay. Anything else under old business? You got anything else? New business. The only thing I've got under new business was I got an email back probably close to a month ago now on over across the border here in Havelock. There's a company that wants to start a asphalt plant. And they had emailed me just to let me know what was going on. And then I've got a whole big letter of that. And they would like us to, you know, they want to know if we would help support them in trying to shut this down. If Following our telephone conversation, we are writing to provide you with an overview of our urgent concerns about the asphalt project on Covey Hill in Havelock, Quebec. At the end of June 2021, the citizens of Havelock became aware of a project to build an asphalt plant on Covey Hill Road at one of the sites of the Ducharme Quarry. The plant is only 2,400 feet from the U.S. border. This project raises a great deal of concern among the local residents of Havelock and adjacent communities, Hemingford, Franklin, and St. Chrysostom. Covey Hill is a picturesque area of small-scale agriculture, orchard, wine, and cider production, natural habitats, and attract a large number of cyclists and campers. So they're wanting me to bring it up at the board meeting and see if we could get a motion to oppose it at this point, or any questions, or I don't know, Calvin, have you heard about this, or?
Yeah. Jan McFetridge, the mayor of the village of Champlain, made me aware of it.
Yep.
So I checked with our soil and water conservation guys, and they haven't gotten back to me with a definitive answer, but they're not aware of any need that they have to notify us. Mm-hmm. And we do know, we all know that our water flows north.
Right.
So I asked twice, I sent an email to Mike Cashman in Plattsburgh, saying you've got the Plattsburgh quarries there.
Right.
Is there any negative impact that it's having on and he hasn't responded at all. Okay. So I think if there was, he'd be getting right back to me, so maybe he doesn't want to go on record and say no.
Right.
So he's not,
right.
I'm assuming that, but
right.
He just doesn't want to respond.
Right.
So I would check with people around the Plattsburgh quarries and see what problems they have, because I don't think there's any, I know when they were expanding, when they were digging, there was some people that complained, but as far as the actual plant mm-hmm. itself, where they're
right.
making the asphalt, I've never heard anybody complain about it. Now, I may be naive or whatever, but I've never heard anybody from that Plattsburgh Quarries area complaining about it. I can go by there and you don't even know there's an asphalt plant there.
Right. Yeah.
Plus, stuff you see the trucks coming in and out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's part of the problem, is the fuel for the trucks. And the
biggest concern is all the truck traffic it's going to create.
Right. Right, I think that's the biggest concern. I mean, and I did get...
That's their problem, not
right.
necessarily our problem.
Right.
I don't see where it's going to... Personally, I don't see what's going to cause any problems with this stuff.
Right.
But again, I would just ask
neighbors... And I did get a couple of people from the Candace Corners area just kind of questioning, what's taking place and stuff. So, I mean, it does affect them people there because they are closer, like say, 2,400 feet from the border. So I don't know, that's...
You can hear them pounding. How was that Wayne? Well, it must be from your house, too. Mm-hmm. How was that Wayne Dico's the other day? You can hear them pounding over there.
Yeah.
The quarry.
What they're doing right now is saying it's to be more...
Yeah, it'll be
worse than what's going to happen.
You can hear the trucks and... Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'd say you're going to get more truck traffic. I think it's the biggest thing.
Yeah, the crushers and everything else. When you're on closer, when you hear it's dead.
Yeah.
The asphalt plant is as quiet as can be. Mm-hmm. It's not louder than a truck running, really.
Right.
They're saying it's going to use a lot of water.
Well, they're that's what they're saying. They're worried about the water, contaminating, getting contaminated, and but like I say, the water goes north. That's not going to affect us. So I don't know. Do you want to wait until we get a little more information? Or?
A little more information. I see in here she put something about a 90-day agreement between the two countries about having a. And it sounds like it's more about a gentleman's agreement than anything else. Mm-hmm. But, within 3 miles of the border, they need joint approval.
Right.
But I don't know if that's anything that's other than a gentleman's type of agreement. It's not really very clear.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think they're more worried about the aquifer system, where contamination gets into the groundwater.
Right.
And
yeah.
It doesn't matter which way the water flows through the rivers, it gets into the aquifer and it goes everywhere. And I think that's their main concern. So I don't know, but frankly, I don't know if there's anything we can do about it.
I mean, we can oppose it, but that's not going to stop it.
Yeah. Have you reached out to the mayors or anything like that on that side? I don't think they call them mayors or supervisors.
Yeah. Well, that's where this letter comes from. Is there their? I'm not sure what they call them. If they're.
Oh, that came from. Hemingford?
Yeah, come from Havelock. Town of Havelock.
Okay.
people in that category or not.
Okay. We can table it till next month and see if we get some more info.
I think the concern is more about some kind of a spill or hazardous weight issue.
That and then the trucks and the traffic and, you know, so, but, okay.
Is our road permitted? Our road is overweight permit from Hemingford. That is an overweight road, right?
What was the county road?
It's a county road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So yeah, they usually post it in the spring, so it's a county road. But that's up to the county.
Right, but I mean, it's made.
Yeah.
They generally don't post that.
Yeah.
No.
No. It's never posted. I've never seen it posted.
No, the Cannon's Corners, they don't?
I don't know.
Cannon's Road, they post.
Yeah, they usually post all their county roads.
They never post it.
Hemingford Road never gets posted.
That's never been posted. I thought they were talking about Hemingford Road.
Right.
Cannon's is posted.
You think this will be going through Cannon's then, if there's any?
While over them, they're closed, you know, from 4:00 in the afternoon until 4:00 or 8:00 in the morning, so.
So soon really make a change. On our side.
Right. I don't think so. Not at this point anyways. So. Okay, so what's your pleasure? You wanna table it until next month and see if we get some more info or?
A little more information on it, but I mean, we can oppose it, but I'm not sure if there's any, hold any water, so to speak.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Okay. Anything else under new business? No? Okay. All right. Calvin, you got anything else?
Talking with John Canoza at the health department. But as of yesterday, as we all know, we can go to Canada, but we got to have that test done within 72 hours. And he was under the impression that unless the doctor is, you know, you've got some symptoms that you need a test for, to just get a routine test, your health insurance is probably not going to cover that.
Right.
So a routine test could cost you a couple hundred dollars for the privilege of going up the fields to buy a ham, you know. So, I don't think a lot of us will routinely cross until we change that routine, that COVID test. And the county is now putting out two updates, the health department putting out two updates a week. And on Mondays, between Monday and last Thursday, there were 19 new cases in the county, some of you may know already. But it's quite a few. I know I looked last Thursday, and when they put out the last previous one, we only had four total cases a year ago, July 7th. So now we've got about 24 active cases. They're milder, you know, because people have been vaccinated.
Right.
Don't get a tough response, but you can still carry it to that little five-year-old isn't vaccinated. We've still got a problem. We're not out of the woods there yet. Our sales tax money is still doing good. We're doing better as projected. I should point out another thing, your lack of being 100% assessment is going to impact how much your sales tax, you know, you'd have to talk to the county treasurer to determine exactly how it's going to affect you. But until you get your assessment up to 100%, it is going to negatively affect your not too good sales tax money. So
right, well, he's working on that now.
Yeah, so that's something to consider. And lastly, I noticed a while back, coming off the Herrick Road in the south end onto the Valley Road, that it's very difficult to see when you pull up to a fellow's house that's on the corner there. So I measured those trees, and there's two of them there, and they are within the 25-foot range. And talking to that property owner, I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he did indicate to me that if the county took care of the trees, he would probably move that hedge too. Are you thinking, Mike Irvin? Because it's really dangerous. You're coming out there, and you can't see where it's very near the park. I don't know if you can send me town can send me a letter that I can bring that to our highway department and see if I can get them to take those trees down and tell them that the urban would be willing to pick out those hedges. And while we're doing that, I know when I come into mowers on Mill Valley Road, which most of the time is the way I take, I'm going 45 miles an hour through there because I know what it's like. I think that speed limit ought to be 45 miles an hour through there.
It's not?
I don't think it is.
No, that's 55 down through down.
55. Yeah, I go right up to Route 11.
I never go.
Local people know this, so they know they.
I never go 55.
The town is going to come barreling through there. So I think, at the same time, if you guys can give me a letter to bring to the highway department, suggesting that we maybe start with Trombley's trailer park there, start at 45 mile an hour there, or 40 mile, whatever you want to think is appropriate.
Okay.
Now that we've got a new business on La Valley Road, the old gay farm, do you think we could possibly do something, say from Angel Hill Road up? I know it's not heavily populated as far as houses, but I know the people that go by my house, I'm just up the road from the farm, you know, the vehicles that go past my house, and there's, you know, the Misek house and, you know, Patty Goodrow and the Poissons up through, there's quite a few houses there. There's some vehicles that go through there pretty quick.
I know Rachel mentioned that in my little story with her.
Yeah, I don't know if they would be willing to post that 45 from Angelville up through or not.
If the town wants to initiate it, I could bring that up. But you know, the only problem is we start lowering our speed limits and all of a sudden.
Yeah.
People, you know, it's like Route 11 between Champlain and Nelson's Point. We're trying to get it past the Hudson Headwaters, extend that 45 mile an hour speed limit, because you pull out of Hudson Headwaters and you get a similar situation and you've got trees in front of you. So we're trying to get that extended there. But the last thing I think we want to do is make that entire Route 11 45 miles an hour, because I know the tractor supply business has problems with people turning and so on. Because once the locals start losing that 55 mile an hour road, they'll be going up and down the golf course or Prospect Hill Road at 60 miles an hour. So sometimes you gain something, you lose something. But yeah, if the town wants to bring that up, I also present that to the to the highway department too. And that'd be your decision. But I think it's pretty much almost mandatory that you take it from the Eric, you know, beyond Eric Road, right through that area to the Route 11.
Yeah, the cemetery too.
Yeah, you've got the cemetery, you've got the playground road, you've got all kinds of stuff in there. But, you know, it's a tree line area, and a lot of birds and stuff. And so there's no way that's going to be 55 miles an hour through there.
No.
So time you're making.
Give me a letter on that and give you some ammunition when I go to the.
Yeah, time you're making proposals, we had, we've put two that I know of about changing the traffic. Hemingford Road and.
Help me out.
Right here.
Route 11.
Right here.
That's
denied.
Yeah.
That's denied by the county. So we're talking now. Population, come off that Hemingford Road, come into town. And we got denied. For our speed.
We wanted to lower the speed limit to follow through. It's a 30 up to the past the school. We wanted to continue that all the way up to the edge of what used to be the village. And the county denied us. And we did want to do the same thing here. Keep the speed limit out by the store, you've got the Dollar General, you've got the funeral home, and we thought, well, let's get the speed limit down a little bit because
it's 30.
Get it down 30.
That's state.
That's state. We were denied at both counties. Yeah.
It's the state, yeah. Well, the county one, again, give me a letter. It's first I hear of it that you wanted to do that.
We applied, you said no.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sure Francis would back me on that now, so.
Okay.
Because two legislators saying it.
Should be.
The same guy that denied is the guy that lives on Lake Shore Road in a 30 mile an hour zone forever. Seriously. Yeah.
We have a little discussion. It's awfully inconvenient coming through Chase Enap on the Lake Shore. You're going to stay at 30 miles an hour.
Yeah.
So, okay. All right. Okay. Thanks, Calvin. Okay. Anybody else got any comments?
Yes, I do a lot to that because if people are passing up on the right at my place.
because they're stopping for Mountain Mark.
Right.
I've lost, said the Mountain Mark, well, the L&amp;M and Mountain Mark have been open, I've lost 10 mailboxes. I'm getting tired. Just this past week, I lost another one. And I moved it from this side of my driveway to the other side. And that speed limit would definitely.
No, it definitely would help. It definitely would help.
So that could be in the minutes, something that would help.
But they get it to state rules.
Yeah, but that's the thing, you know, I don't know who to complain to, but.
You need a post office box.
Could be fixed, right?
I can't imagine it helps the vehicle either by, but I can't imagine it helps the vehicle by running into a mailbox. I mean, it must do a little damage on the car too.
Well, the tractor trailers do it too, that's what I'm right there. Either the state puts in the sign or something, go pass the other way.
I mean, it's not illegal.
What it is.
I know.
It's not illegal, so you're kind of at a catch 22.
Yeah, and I can't put a complete cement thing, because then they'd probably sue me.
Okay.
I'm off the road, but it's waiting.
Okay.
We'll try that too.
Duly noted in the minutes. Okay, anything else? Steve?
What's going on with John Quasit in Dale?
Jason explained it to us last month.
On the Aaron Road, and you've got one on the Bassett Road, you've got one on Route 11, and these Quasit are getting worse instead of getting better.
You're right, 100% right. Yeah, they're working on them. It's in the court's hand right now.
Yeah, but how long has that been going on?
Longer than I like, but.
Now there's one behind where the KFC hall used to be. There's a house.
Yeah.
They've got tons of unregistered cars and.
Well, that's just a long time they were doing that.
Yeah, well, Jason had paid him a visit. He's gonna have to go pay him another visit and say.
They cleaned up.
They did. They cleaned up, but they didn't get rid of the cars.
50 bags of garbage.
Just curious on where we stand with the plow truck that was burnt a few years back. Are we gotten anywhere with that, or?
Nope.
Are we putting out bids, or we go for a state contract? I mean.
That's what we're hoping to do.
They won't accept bids, because they can't get them. That's the mobile.
Can you spec one out of state contract and see what they're gonna offer you?
If you go state contract, it's gonna come from Buffalo, way out that way, and then you got the warranty issue.
Well, the local dealer still has to warranty them, because they're delivered to the local.
They have the warranty, but when they set them up for 3 months, it's happened already. And the town of Plattsburgh just ordered 5, and they're 30 to 36 months out.
Closer than we are.
So it's a matter of if we order it and wait. Yeah.
Winter's coming. Okay. I mean, you're going to need to get a truck. And where are they with the plow? Have you guys ever decided if the insurance is going to pay for the plow? Or?
I know they already did.
Yeah. What's that?
The insurance paid for the plow.
Yeah, the plow and the truck are going to pay for it.
Yeah, I think they're two separate policies.
Right, you had to do them separately, yeah. So, okay.
Just wondering how the grant application went, Kelly, for the park.
It was submitted, yep, and we had quite a few letters of support. He said it was a really strong application and felt that we have a pretty good chance to score around because we haven't applied for this in the past, and we haven't upgraded our playground system in quite a bit, so we should hear around December, and I think the contract gets signed after that, and then around March we can move forward with installation and getting it ordered. And
okay. And then just one more follow-up question. I understand that we have COVID money coming, and you've mentioned the parking lot here. There's another round of that coming next year, right?
Correct.
Would the board be interested in having some kind of informational discussion, public hearing on how that's going to be used and what plans for next year's?
We haven't, no.
No, I just thought, would you be interested? Is that something that the board would consider doing to think about different things that the town, the residents would be interested in?
I started up the board. But as of right now, I don't plan on anything, no.
Okay.
Okay, you're welcome. Anything else?
Anything from Jason on project going on the letter road?
He's been over there every week. I got a email from the health department. I had sent him an email on the 5 gallon pail and the says, Chris, forward me your email. He says, sewage discharge in a 5 gallon bucket is unacceptable. Any violation of Clinton County sanitary code. We're going to issue a letter and give it to the owner to cease immediately. If you do not comply, we will proceed to enforce it. That was from the health department. So they are aware of what's going on with the camper and the.
Right, I just didn't know.
Jason.
The work is continuing.
Right, but that's just minimal stuff. According to what Jason said, there's no construction. I mean, they're still cleaning up and tearing the inside out.
I have solved the problem for everyone.
What's that?
I have the words from Mr. Mark himself.
Who?
Mark Gross, the owner.
Okay.
First of all, I helped hook up that camper. The septic is right there.
Okay.
He's hooked to the septic. The water is a 310 or it's 210 feet well there.
Okay.
I know this factually. I owned the place for 30 years. I sold it because I couldn't put up with bullshit over there. Period.
Okay.
Okay. Now Mark reads this letter. There's no halfway house. There's nothing going in. All he did was gut the place, which I started to do when he took over contract. He finished. I took my stuff out of there. I didn't know that was it. That I had to have contract with furniture and clothing in my home. That's what I did.
Right.
Then I opened up the wall. That was a door there. I know what was there. I built it.
Okay.
No nonsense.
Okay, but he does need a building permit.
He has a building permit. He opened up the wall.
No, he doesn't.
They cleaned it out. The wall was open. It was a door wall. He opened it up. He gutted the place. And he has receipts to tell us where he sent all the stuff. And what other stuff that was taken out of there was my property, which he dropped my home. I don't see where there's a problem with that. He painted the place, made it look nice. He put a tin roof on it. The original plan was he was gonna tear it down and hunt there, and I was gonna keep it. Then after a bunch of nonsense last fall, I said, to hell with this. If you'd like to buy it, you can buy it. And I took a lot less than what I should have. Because somebody else offered me 3 times that, and I said, screw it, here goes today. And that was that. Okay, he writes me a letter. He had the death tonight of a very young man that he is tending to. So he could not be here because he would have been. And here is the letter. Whom it may concern, my name is Mark Cross. I am the new owner of the 104 Blair Road. I apologize for not being there. I understand there are some concerns that being expressed, so let me address directly to you and make it clear to you. I am an owner of several businesses, including a non-profit organization. In regards to the property on 104, I purchased this for private owner use, not for profit. Not for my profit business, non-profit business. It is primarily probably going to be used for agricultural, and that is it, as Rose had used it. There is an existing power, water, and sewage there. I have a demolition permit to clear the area. There is no construction plans as of yet, and if I do decide to do anything with this property, I will get proper permits, and anybody that wants to know what I'm doing is welcome to call me and I'll let you know. But be clear, this is a private owned land, not for the nonprofit organization. In regards to the first step, I am available for questions at any time about first step and what we are and what we are not. But to address you tonight, let me explain. First step is a well-known, respected program. We help men and women recover from drug and alcohol addictions by providing structure, support, sobriety, and living environments. Our programs are located in cities and an extremely large town. So they have access to transportation, healthcare, jobs, and so forth. First Step Recovery is not a medical facility or a halfway house. We have our own guidelines and follow a very strict intake screening procedure. For example, we do not allow violent offenders of any type, and especially sexual offenders, to be a part of our program. This program is designed for men and women who want to live in...
Rosie. Yeah, so, are you almost done?
So in regards, he gave you a phone number, the man that's living there, his name is Ed. Yeah, he has a felony, but he's oldest from, I call him oldest from Andy Griffin. Because the man put himself in jail for being drunk so many times, he ended up with a felony out of the deal. He's a nice little fellow. He's hardworking, he's caretaking the place. That's it. And if you have any questions or anything, anyone in this room, anyone in this planet can call Mark, and he is open for questions. Mm-hmm. I mean, he's not a bad fellow. There was an argument about people crossing lands and property, and that's not to do with the town. That's, you know.
Mm-hmm. Right, right. All we're concerned about is you know, the billing and what he's going
to
do.
Yeah, all he wants to do is make up a little money camp. What is the problem, though?
Well, if that's all he's going to do, there is no problem.
So why is everybody harassing him?
They're not harassing him.
All right, all over Facebook was a big old picture of the house.
I can't control
this
Facebook.
This is a halfway house.
I can't control Facebook. I don't get on it, and I have nothing to do with it. So
yeah,
whatever they do in there, I don't care.
But, I mean,
I don't care.
Come to my house and harassing me about this.
Well,
I mean, it needs to stop.
Tell him to hit the road.
You have to know the man. He's a nice little fellow.
Yeah, as long as he's following the law, we the town's got no problem with him.
And I can tell you now, Mark is going to bring money into this town. Contractor. He does a lot. He buys a lot of equipment already from Dragoons.
That's fine. No, that's fine.
He's gonna help us. Leave him.
That's fine.
He wants to live and let live. And if anybody wants to talk to him civilly.
Okay. No, I've got to. Jason's been over there. Been over there every week and checking on him, and that's his job.
Yeah.
So. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
But he wanted just to let everybody know that there's no halfway house.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. Anybody else? No? Okay. All right. We need to go into executive session. I'll entertain a motion to go into executive session to talk about the employees. Randy, second by Don.
All in favor?
Aye. Okay. Thank you. Thank you, everybody, for coming. Thank you.